Welcome back to the Entrepreneur Experiment Podcast. This weekend's Mentor Moment with Kaylee Cashel is for anyone who wants to turn their skill into a career without selling their soul. Kaylee talks about going from makeup artist to full-time creator, getting paid offers before she even had time to take clients, and the framework she used to protect her reputation while still building real income. Enjoy today's Mentor Moment with Kaylee.
I was working on counter, and then I decided to leave, and I wanted to set up and do makeup on other people. That's what I wanted to do, have clients every weekend. I bought the chair, I bought the whole setup. As soon as I left the brand, I had other brands messaging me straight away and offering me money to talk about. And these are brands that I loved, so brands that I would organically speak about already. And I was like, oh my goodness, okay, I need to create this content then for them, or let me try to do this instead. I didn't even get a chance to do the makeup clients.
Really? You were going to set up your own studio, were you?
I was going to, no, just let the studio say in my hometown and start doing clients like that. But okay, the online just grabbed me.
Wow.
Straight away. And
so you put up that, oh, hey, I'm going to leave, I'm going to set up my own thing.
Yeah.
And people are like, oh.
Brands straight away. Yeah. And that was a very, again, a different world, because influencing wasn't really a big thing for me then. So I was really getting thrown into the deep end as such, I suppose, there. Obviously, I had a big following, so there could be people who are wanting to take advantage of that, or brands who are, you know, wanting to do this, that and the other. And I really didn't know what I was doing. So that was probably the biggest thing I learned about the influencing industry in general, is just how important it is to have people that you can trust around you. Mm. And that's where I met my business partners then as well. They're my managers. So essentially, the whole thing was, I didn't want to just work with anybody and get money from that. Obviously, my integrity and people's trust in me is the biggest thing. So how can I work with brands that make sense for me, that I talk about organically, but still be able to get paid then and build like long-term partnerships, as opposed to just like a quick ad here and there?
How did you figure that out? Because that seems to be one of the biggest minefields, that little crunch point between, I only want to work with things that are really, really good and like represent me,
yeah,
and making a living. How did you figure that out? How did you kind of get to that line and find it?
I've always been like that. I think it's my gut feeling. I always try to trust my gut. Of course, if things don't go the way you want, or you work with a brand that end up not maybe fitting you properly or whatever, you learn from that. So I always kind of think of that as well. But I think just first and foremost, what I always said was that I just wanted to make sure I was true to myself. Always. Like, no matter what, it doesn't matter what money you put in front of me. Mm. It's like, it has to be something that I genuinely love.
And how did you figure it out then? How did you kind of go from having a normal job, getting up every day, doing this, to like, okay, it's Monday morning, what do I do now?
Yeah, it's a big change. Yeah. So it is. And you have to be so disciplined within that. Again, I think it's because I loved what I was doing so much. I was genuinely excited. Okay, what's the next trend that's happening? How can I hop on this? How can I make it my own version, basically? That's what I love about the makeup world in general, and then online. It's so fast paced. It's always changing. There's always something new that you can learn. So I didn't have time to sit back and do nothing. I had to get up and make sure that I was on it and doing whatever I had to do that day to keep myself consistent online. That was a really big thing for me. So again, finding a big trend, how can I hop on it but make it my own? And again, I think it was just that drive. Once I could see that I could build this life for myself, even though I didn't necessarily know what the end goal was at that stage, I was hooked almost on creating the content and having people's reactions, and then seeing people creating their own versions of the look, or people messaging me saying, this tutorial helped me to do my makeup today. Do you know, or I use this product now that you have, and this has changed the makeup game for you. I was hooked on that. I love that. And that's what like really spurred me on, I suppose.
Okay. And so brands would come to you and go, Kaylee, we want to do like this partnership with you.
Yeah.
Here's what we're going to pay you.
Yeah.
And then you go off and create content for them. How did all that work? I think a lot of people see these things online. They're like, talk about brand partnerships, hashtag ad. People don't really understand how they work, I think. Let's break that down.
Okay. So a lot of the time, how I would work anyways, and I think this is really important as well, it's kind of touched on in any sort of business, but I think especially in the creative world, you're going to be doing stuff where there might not be like a financial transaction at first, but you're kind of building up your relationship with a brand. So say, for example, if there was a brand I really wanted to work with that I use organically, I don't know, maybe if it's shoes or something like that, and I'm like, I love these shoes, let me post some content about these shoes. The brands, and we're after getting so much interest in these shoes. What's happening? Oh, this little girl over here, she's been speaking about it, or this content creator.
We're getting really hot in Monaghan. Can someone figure out where that is and what's going on?
But yeah, from me posting about them organically, then they could turn around and be like, okay, we've seen you posted about this. People really reacted really well to it. Clearly it's something that's like organic with you. So how can we build on this relationship? We have a new product launch coming out. Have a look at this. What do you think of this? What type of content would you like to create? It's different for every brand. Sometimes brands can be very rigid and be like, okay, this is exactly what we want you to say. Go do this. I always want to put my own spin on it. Of course, it has to make sense for you and your brand. I think that's maybe some things that the negative views people have on influencers, maybe as influencers who don't put their own spin, or kind of feels like a quick...
Well, it's a script and you can feel it.
Yeah.
Because you've heard it five times from five other people that day on your feed, because the feed is so smart now, it'll start to like...
100%. So that's how it works in terms of that. And yeah, it's different brands are different, but like I personally love working when it's easy. If I find it difficult, then it's like, this doesn't make sense for me.
Right.
It needs to be a brand that I use organically or I can talk about easily. I know what to say about them and it feels natural. And it's something that I would talk about organically. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Do you remember how many followers you had when you were like, oh, now's the time to go?
Oh my God. I think I could have had under 100,000 possibly around that stage on Instagram. So Instagram and YouTube was the big thing then. TikTok didn't happen.
And what
COVID.
Was the moment? Because this is always the bit I love asking people. It's like, what was the moment you knew you wanted to do it for yourself? Was there a moment, or was this always something in you?
Again, I think I was just so driven by makeup. I'm not naturally a very business person. Like, I didn't do business in school. It was more so the creative, and that's what kind of spurred me on. And I guess when I realized I could make a life for myself doing the thing that I loved so much and be able to create a business off that, I could see all these brands, you know, making money for me, essentially, talking about it. I'm like, well, why don't I do that for myself? Why don't I really build a legacy here for me that I can create a great life for myself and for my family? And that's, I think, the aha moment. I was like, wait a minute, I've been doing this. What's next for me now? Yeah. Do you know, what's the natural progression? And it was for me to start.
That was this weekend's Mentor Moment with Kayleigh Cashel. If that hit home, you'll love the full episode. So go back and listen to episode 414. And hey, do me a favor before you go. Subscribe to The Entrepreneur Experiment. It's the simplest way to support the show. So no matter whether you're listening on Spotify, Apple, or YouTube, it means a lot. Hit subscribe and I'll see you again in a couple of days.